Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know. You can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on radio.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,151. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in The Men's Room. Welcome back today, Ryan Castle, into Sit and Spin Now. Today, 10 songs to pull a train to. What you don't need to know teaches you some manners, damn it. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
The clack. They're going to draw.
All right, here we go. Denver pilot opens his window blinds in a hotel room naked and wins $300,000 in cash. Meanwhile, a flight is delayed after a passenger sneaks on a plane in his person he tried to stash. Speeding Florida man tells cops he was racing home after cheating on his wife. H&M new fashion design name is causing their company quite some strife. And a Goodwill is evacuated after someone donated bear spray. Guess what happened? That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it goes without saying that a lot of people get in trouble at work. We can say that from personal experience. And now, Hockey Night in Canada host Don Cherry, he can say the same. From personal experience. After 30 years in his role, Cherry was let go after referring to immigrants as, quote, you people. This happened during a TV rant. Now, he said a little more than just you people, but those two words kind of sealed the deal for him. And in today's political climate, I don't think anyone is shocked that he lost his job. But now we go to New Jersey, where a man did not lose his job, but he should definitely quit his job. He's a waiter at a country club, and he accidentally spilled wine on a woman's purse. Her $30,000 purse. Now the woman is suing the country club. So the country club, looking to save money, they're suing the waiter, who still works there. Like we said, some people get in trouble at work, and it happens all the time. And today we want to hear your story. And look, maybe it wasn't even you, but we want to hear about that epic fail that happened at your place of employment. So today's question is, who really screwed up at work?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program when you download the radio.com app, including this one, show number 3,151. The story begins after a New Jersey woman sued a country club for $30,000 when a waiter spilled wine on her ultra-expensive purse. The country club responded by suing the waiter. In a response to the lawsuit by Marana Bader against the Alpine Country Club in New Jersey, the club denied almost every one of the allegations, including that it was liable for the damage to her and her Hermes Kelly bag. Do we know anything
about it? Hermes?
Hermes.
All right. So
Hermes. Who thought of that?
I've seen Hermes. Actually, I think it's a reference to the Roman guy. It's the equivalent of Mercury.
Okay, well, Hermes rhymes with, you know.
What?
Herpes.
That's close.
I mean, it's
close.
Hermes.
Hermes. It's closer to like Burmese, like a Hermes python. It's an expensive snake.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You can
take it there to STDs if you want.
This is a $30,000 bag.
Why would you take, I mean, listen, if you have the money, you have the money. I don't fault you for it, whatever. But why would you take something that expensive to a place where you know you're going to get wine, all right? So, put it this way. If I invite you to
a... where you take it, right?
If I invite you to a barbecue joint, you're probably not going to put on your best suit. I'm just guessing that you wouldn't do that. And if you do, that's fine. I just think you're stupid.
But if I thought I'd see it anywhere, it would be at a country club. Like, yeah, that's where I think you would...
I'm not saying you should have $30,000, but I'm saying if you have one, like... Seems like a natural thing to take it to dinner.
But I feel like if you have I don't know. I'm not in this world. But if I have a $30,000 purse, first of all, it's weird because I have a purse. But beyond that, I feel like I'm taking that to the, we have to go to the red carpets of blah, blah, blah. Where you're showing, like, look, if I have a $30,000 bag, I want people to know I got one.
You can't.
So I got to go somewhere with cameras. I'm not going to
You can't hang it on the back of your chair and go to the bathroom.
No, you can't.
You can't do that with a regular purse. You know what I mean? Let alone a $30,000 purse.
But the thing is, when you know it's a $30,000 purse, I would still go into her purse and steal her stuff before I'd actually take the purse.
The action is called a cross-claim, in which one defendant sues another in the same proceeding. So basically, what this is they're asking the employee to pay whatever they owe under the law to the client. So they're suing their own employee that they hired. Calls to Kenneth Merber, who was an attorney for the country club, not returned. Their response was filed as the latest in more than a year-long tug-of-war between the club and the employee after a dinner party went awry, allegedly leaving a luxury handbag irreversibly damaged. So one way or another, there was nothing that they can do about it. The woman having a meal at the Alpine Country Club when a waiter spilled red wine on the pink handbag, according to the lawsuit.
Red wine.
The handbag was rare, having been discontinued and essentially irreplaceable. The bag was a 30th birthday gift to the woman from her husband. For nearly a year, they tried to resolve the dispute with the country club directly, but the club dragged on and on about the discussions, and they even just stopped being responsive altogether. Even the insurance company was dismissive and failed to understand why a bag would cost so much. The insurance
So her problem is everyone's going, wait a minute, you got a $30,000 bag? Woman, are you crazy?
So,
to be fair, she didn't buy it.
They acknowledge that the waiter spill was an accident. All parties agreed. She said any lawsuit needs to describe in detail what happened in this case, specifying who spilled the wine. And that was the person responsible, who they only called John Doe. The way the story read is that somehow we're blaming the employee. We're not. Not at all. You go to any restaurant, you have a leather jacket on, $100, $500. If a waiter spills on it and it's destroyed, you're expecting the restaurant to compensate you for that particular item. And that's what the defense is saying in this case, the person representing the waiter.
I'm making fun of her for her purse, but I think she's in the right. I just can't get past $30,000. But right, if you go to a restaurant and they spill marinara on your whatever, right? Typically.
Yeah, I wouldn't sue the waiter, the restaurants.
But the restaurant's suing the waiter.
Right, that's insanity.
It is.
Well, believe it or not.
He still works there. Like, for me, no offense, man, if our boss rolls in and says, hey, man, whatever it is we did to piss somebody off, God knows what that would be, but, like, they're suing us. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to sue you. It's like, well, I'm quitting.
Either way, they said, as far as these handbags are concerned, they are a big deal. They're priced in the tens of thousands of dollars normally. In 2017, one of these Hermes handbags sold at auction in Hong Kong
for $377,000. That broke the world record for the most expensive bag that was ever sold at auction. So the guy made a mistake. He accidentally spilled some wine. Unfortunately, the bag he spilled it on was a $30,000 rare bag. And then, of course, they tried to sue the country club. The country club, in turn, said, we're not responsible for this. Our employee is. They turned and sued their own employee to get the money so that they could give it to her.
So can I sue my son for peeing on and then spilling a beer on my lap on a flight years ago?
Yeah.
Or would he then turn around and sue the airline?
I feel like we're doing a spot for the advocates again. Our question, who really screwed up at work? 844-999-HOLA.
I mean, you're in a restaurant. Yeah. So I have no issue with her taking the bag there, but it is country club, whatever. But it's still a restaurant. Like, hey, there's got to be some way to figure this out. This is not the first time something expensive has been spilled on at a restaurant.
Especially at a country club. This should not be, this should not be difficult, whatever the case. Like, whoever you side with.
If you screw up at work, you screw up at work. And he didn't mean to screw up at work. But in this case, he lost his job. Okay, that's one thing.
Wait, did he lose his job?
He lost his job, yeah. They canned his ass.
I'd be like, well, how are you going to sue me? I don't have money because I'm not working. I would say this. The one person who is not mentioned in all this who should legitimately be pissed, who do you think that is?
Who should be legitimately pissed?
Oh, the boyfriend that bought it.
The guy that's out $30,000 freaking dollars. Look, she lost an expensive bag. I understand it matters to her. It has some sentimental value. The guy, meanwhile, is out $30,000. He spent $30,000. It's like buying your kid a new car and the first thing they do is crash it. Hmm. Like, he's the one that should be pitching, not her, not the country club, not the waiter. He should be the guy screaming his head off right
now. Well, I will say this. I don't know a lot about the country club world. But there's a golf course here locally that I've always kind of wanted to play. I've driven by it a number of times. It's in this really nice gated community. I'm like, look at over there. Look at those people. Wouldn't that be fun to play golf over there, right? So I inquired about how much it costs to join this country club. This country club is $150,000 just to get in, your initiation fee. That does not include anything.
What are the monthly fees after that?
That was as far as I got in the conversation.
Right, you don't want to talk anymore.
You got to spend money there all the time, every month, eat there, and this and that.
Absolutely.
How often do you expect it? Like, if you join a country club, doesn't have to be this one, but I'm now, and I've given you $150,000 because.
Well, typically,
but how often do I need to be there to? Before they start speaking or revoke my whatever.
Figure this way. If you're going to get a swimming membership or if you're going to get a tennis membership, they all have individual a la carte packages. If you just want to play golf, they have the full deal, the family thing, the whole boat. But it doesn't matter because typically you need to spend, as Ted was saying, on food and beverages, $300 a month. And if you don't And if you don't spend $300 a month, well, then you just eat it. I mean, no pun intended.
Well, I will say this. I don't have $150,000 to get into your country club. But $300 a month on booze, like, brother, I got you. In fact, I might get a discount because I'll get you up around $750.
My question is this. Individually as a person, I have something that's $30,000, don't I insure that through my home owner's insurance policy?
I do.
If I have something if you have jewelry, let's assume you had jewelry on, right?
Yeah.
And a waiter came up and accidentally picked up a fork and ripped your bracelet.
Yes, that happens a lot.
You know what I'm saying? You are insured. I mean, it's a hypothetical, right?
Sorry,
dude. I just snapped your chain. But it could happen. But that should be under your homeowner's policy. Like, if you have a Rolex on, and a guy drops a bottle of wine on it, smashes the face. That should be taken care of, right?
What restaurant are you going to, man? They ripped off your jewelry with a fork, they smashed your Rolex.
I'm going to the $150,000 country club. That's where I'm eating.
By the way, regarding her purse.
And they have rules.
It's a $30,000 purse. That's why I can't get in. This $30,000 purse. I just want to let you know the comments that have come in. Are you ready? So,
okay, here we go.
Miles, you called it Herms. I said it's Hermes.
Hermes.
Okay. Hey, guys, just a heads up. Even though it's spelled Hermes, it's pronounced Hermes.
I think it's Hermes. Hermes.
And then someone else says Hermes. I'm just going to read them as they come in. Hermes is pronounced Hermes. It's pronounced Hermes. It's an Hermes bag. It's pronounced Hermes. It's pronounced Hermes. Penguin Nick here. My girlfriend pronounced that brand Hermes.
I think it's Hermes.
So Hermes.
Hermes. Oh.
That's how you know we're not kidding. Herms? I think it's Hermes. Okay.
It says here they got a golf simulator and a well-equipped fitness facility at the Alpine Golf and Country Club in New Jersey where this happened. Looks like a pretty swanky place. They don't even put the price up on the website, so you know for a fact that you're going to get the sticker shock when they call it.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
You can't afford it.
That's basically it.
If they have not reached out to you, you cannot afford it.
Can't even imagine what those people do. What do you think they do in there? behind the big gate.
You mean the people,
the country club people? Is it like watching Caddyshack? I mean, what is what's going on?
What are they doing at the country club, or can they? What do they do to afford to be at the country?
I mean,
club?
Do they blow their nose on money, or like what is what's going on?
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I guess I just proved the point.
Who really screwed up at work? 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Ola.
Ola. So kind of a funny lead-in from that story because I am a long-time waiter who has a story about spilling wine.
Okay.
So beautiful. So I was this restaurant I was at, they do wine dinners, so it's like 5 or 6 courses or 10 courses or whatever, and every course is paired with wine. So I sold the most tickets to this wine dinner, so I got to go for free. Well, I happened to wind up at the owner's table, and let's just say the owner knew how to drink. So whenever the waiter would come around and pour up the wine, he'd fill the glass, and, you know, this thing's 6 courses long, so by the end of the dinner, I had about 6 glasses of wine. And I get the bright idea to make a speech in front of this massive group of people. And the owner's just kind of, he's egging me on, you know, he's egging me on. My wife is sitting with me, and, you know, her head's just buried in her lap at this point. She's just petrified. And so I make this speech, and while I'm making this speech, the executive chef is standing right behind me, and he's got, you know, his nice white jacket on. And so in the middle of this crowded room where the chef has just put on this amazing dinner, I make this toast, and as I toast, I dump wine, red wine, all over the executive chef of this multimillion-dollar-year restaurant. So long story short, I got cut off at work in front of all these guests. But you know what's really nice? It's like nothing bad happened to me. I was petrified for weeks. But, you know, end of the day, I didn't get fired or anything. And Jeff Ripstein didn't kill himself.
Listen, I'm going to let you in on a secret. We just got phoned on. Son of a bitch, just phoned on.
I'm done, bang.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
I'm out. I appreciate it.
He's the guy that just says, that's it, goodbye.
But he's trying to get in his joke.
Right. Well, he's the guy also that I would like to just text with more. Like, I've made my point, it's over. The thing about the chef's coat, like, look, that chef has 18 of those sitting in the back. Because you have to, when you work in a restaurant, you're ripping apart animals, vegetables. You're covered in blood and fat. And typically, if you know someone, quote unquote, important's coming in, then you grab your other chef coat and put it on. He's not worried about the red wine on the chef's coat. No, yes, you got cut up. But, no. Like, trust me, that's not the one he was wearing. The one he was wearing prepared the meal has, like, pig fat on the shoulder, pieces of celery stuck in the cut. Like, chef coats might be the grossest thing. The thing I hate most about cooking was just you try to stay clean. You really do. You do the best you can, but inevitably, you're covered in blood. You just are, because you're breaking down animals. You've probably cut yourself. And then when you get home, if you have pets, they will not leave you alone.
Yeah.
You clearly are hiding snacks from them. If you have a dog and you come home with the blood, you get a different sense of your dog. This was every day.
Sure. I will say this, though. As far as that experience that he's talking about, and what happens
with
to you.
With the tasting thing?
Yeah. Steve and I did one about probably 8-9 years ago, and we were in New Orleans, and we were at the chef's table.
Yeah.
Now, the wine that we were having was the same
thing. Wait, you need to understand something. Before you go down this road. Right, it's not our idea. But it needs to be understood that Miles and I have been left to our own devices through the rest of the day.
Yes, we have.
We're meeting 3 other gentlemen later. So, between the amount of alcohol and potential drugs that we consumed before we got there, whatever we may or may not have done at that dinner is not the wine's fault.
We didn't come in hot, all right? But but they bring you
in. I'm still going to put it on this wine flight.
That's why you should drink them.
We were a disaster when we got there.
So, okay, we're messed up.
We are messed up, man.
But it's a different wine per serving, and the chef comes out, and I want to say that it was a 50th birthday, and one of the members of the party gave the chef a really nice bottle of wine because they were wine geeks and knew exactly this was good stuff.
That's what they told us.
The chef was appreciative. We're drinking this wine.
Slower. I remember a guy named Warren telling me that. Do not chug that wine. I'm like, booze, bro.
This is about 8 or 9 courses, maybe 10 courses. Wine is just flowing. I mean, it's glass after glass after glass after glass. And Steve and I stumble out into the alley after this is all said and done to smoke a cigarette. We're out there like using the wall to like hold us up, like kind of thing. And the chef, this was the most crazy thing that I remember out of the whole thing. Because it's just so surreal. I mean, wine got us. Wherever we were at.
It's right. Now it's not the wine's fault.
I know, but now we are, because I don't drink wine, but now.
Neither do I.
Because I woke up in the morning and go, why is my poop black? But, right. You know, it was that kind of night. But we're standing outside and the chef is leaving. All right, because we're like one of the last tables because it's a chef table. So he's on a Segway, and I've never seen a Segway before.
Oh, wait. His Segway is covered in like Christmas lights.
Right. But he comes,
nice.
But he comes zipping down this alley.
Like, we don't know what this is at
first. Dark alley in New Orleans, like, with these lights, and we're like, what in the heck is that? And the chef comes up, and he's got a chef coat on. You know what I mean? He's like, did you enjoy your meal? And we're like, hey, man, yeah, it was great, fantastic. He's like, that is wonderful news. Zip,
and he's just zips
he's
away.
Gone.
It's real weird. You
know, it's like this weird interaction. Like,
does he hate us?
Like, I mean, I
to put this trip in perspective, all right, and like I said, we were pretty messed up when we got there, but one of the people that was sitting at this table, I want to say at the time, he was the manager of Metallica. He may or may not be.
Yes, yes.
He is still. Okay, yeah, so yeah. He's sitting at the table, and if you're familiar with Metallica, they went through some tough times throughout their career, but there's a point where their nickname, they even started merchandising it, was Alcoholica. All right? So this guy had spent 2 or 3 days with us at this point, and he's being very serious. He's a very calm guy, and he looks at me and Miles, and he says, listen, I've managed Metallica for years, and I managed them through the years that they were known as Alcoholica. And he said, hand to God, they don't have a candle to you guys. I've never seen anyone drink like you
so
guys.
So we started high five.
Oh, Metallica. Like,
yeah!
They don't drink wine.
Yeah! Lars does.
Yeah, but it was like this shining, and then we walk. Like, should we be proud of that?
I mean, I feel proud.
I mean, that's. A
I think
cool
he was
thing.
Insulting us.
I mean, is that
I think
cool?
He said we have a problem.
I think that's not cool.
Oh, he was dead serious.
Yeah,
was like, that the same trip you use rope as a belt?
That is, yes.
Yeah,
we'll share that on the podcast, man. There's a lot. There's a lot to that trip, man.
Episode 3 of The Greatest Story Never Told, out now on radio.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Don Cherry, Canada's most polarizing, flamboyant, and opinionated hockey commentator, was fired on Monday for calling immigrants "you people." He had a television rant in which he said new immigrants are not honoring the country's fallen soldiers. The Rogers Sportsnet president announced the decision in a statement following discussions with the 85-year-old broadcaster. It has been decided it is the right time for him to immediately step down. During the broadcast, he made divisive remarks that do not represent our values or what we stand for. Cherry derided immigrants by saying, "You people, you love our way of life, and you love our milk and our honey. At least you can pay a couple of bucks for a poppy or something like that. These guys paid for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price. What is a poppy, you ask? The tradition of wearing poppies in Canada honors the country's war dead on Remembrance Day, which was also observed on Monday.
So the poppies are big in England as well.
They say Don is synonymous with hockey and has played an integral role in growing the game. We would like to thank Don for his contributions to hockey and sports broadcasting in Canada. By the way, Cherry has not apologized for his remarks. He did say this, "I know what I said, and I meant it. Everyone in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers. No explanation was provided on his "you people" comment. Our question, who
what
really...
What explanation do you... When do you ever say "you people" and mean it in some positive thing? I mean, I don't care so much about what he said, but like, you don't need to explain what anyone meant when they say "you people."
It's also, it's Don Cherry. Like, number one, he's famous for Coach's Corner, but he was famous for being like, the Europeans suck. I hate their style of hockey. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
He owned part of a team that didn't hire European hockey players. And they were awful for like the first 3 years.
He complained about having to pronounce the names of European players. It's hockey.
Right.
You get a lot of Russians. You get a lot of Swedes. All that. He's hated them ever since. I mean, he just said "you people" he got fired. But for the 30-plus years he's been doing it, he has made no bones about the fact he doesn't like Europeans. I don't like trying to pronounce their names because he's a broadcaster, right? So, I mean, Ted's exactly right. Like, yeah, you know, would you get mad if David Duke dropped the N-bomb? I mean, you get a little mad, but you go like, it's David Duke. I don't know if you know about his history, but this is where the guy has always stood.
Our question, who really screwed up at work? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Martin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, quite a story for you. You're going to enjoy this one, Thrill.
Oh, boy.
When I was younger, one of my first jobs was at Jack in the Box. And I just become like a shift lead or whatever the title was, right? And me and my manager came back from lunch doing a little sum-sum, and we were training this new girl, and she was like a senior in high school. She was 18 or whatever. Blonde girl named Katie. And we were telling her to clean the greaser, right? The fryer for the fries or whatever.
Yeah.
And to kind of clean the top of the inside, but like above the grease, and told her not to stick her hand in it because the fryer was still on.
Yes.
Because obviously we're open for business.
And it's called a fryer, so it tells exactly what it's going to do if you touch it.
Yeah. So with that being said, she's cleaning the thing, doing her thing, and she gets to the part where she has to clean the inside of the very top of the fryer. And behold, she stuck her hand wrist deep, like an inch above her wrist, deep into the fryer. And then it wasn't even in there for like a solid 2 seconds, keep in mind. She pulled it out super quick. She's screaming. She flicks her hand, and most of the skin on her hand just flops.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh!
Oh! I was going to ask if the skin came off of her hand, but you nailed that for me.
So I will have the chicken fingers.
And, I felt horrible because, like, me and my manager, because I can not confirm or deny that we had went to go smoke pot on our lunch break, and we come back, and when that happened, like, we're just standing there, like, what do we do? We didn't immediately, like, obviously we called 911, don't get me wrong, but it took us, like, 30 seconds to register what was going on. Like, really just happen?
What is your next move? I mean, I worked around fryers.
You gotta call 911, don't you?
Well, he called 911. After that, because like you said, the skin is going to come off of your body if you make contact with it, right? Which is why it's so important not to stick your hand in a thing called a fryer. But I mean, what do you do? Do you wrap up the bloody, muscly crap that's still there, or what?
So, my manager, like, just grabbed a towel, soaked with water or whatever, and just like wrapped up her hand and called 911. And keep in mind, it took him forever to get there. And we had told him exactly what happened, and it took him like 25 minutes to get there, which blew my mind. Keep in mind,
by the way, real quick, how was her hand in the long run? Did you ever see this girl again?
All I heard was she obviously didn't come back to work ever again. So, hand was completely, like, disformed.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Who really screwed up at work?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.